laying the groundwork for success by working on Plan A and Plan B. The one thing that most of us can agree on is that there are no guarantees in life. Sometimes there are things that seem definite, and yet they still manage to fall through somehow. This can be very jarring and discouraging, especially to somebody with a sensitive disposition that may not have a lot of self-confidence. Self-confidence can be a tricky thing to master, and even the seemingly most self-assured people can struggle with self-doubt. However, overcoming self-doubt is something that can be done. Although it may not abolish anxiety entirely, it can be possible for all of us to have confidence in our abilities. The more confidence we have, the more objective we will be when it comes to facing failure. In fact, successful people redefine failure. They don't consider failure to be something that is permanent. Rather, failure simply means that Plan A didn't work, and now it's time to move on to Plan B. This can be tricky for a lot of people. They get very attached to their goals and to their way of going about achieving them. Nobody likes the idea of wasting time or feeling as if they've done something wrong. Some people are more sensitive to this than others, and it is being suggested in several studies that children who are blindly encouraged for doing well at things that everybody else does well at might take failure much harder than those who are instead encouraged to keep trying and continue their efforts in order to actually accomplish their goals. That isn't to say you shouldn't coddle and encourage your children, but there is evidence to show that when faced with challenges, people who are not encouraged to continue trying and keeping up the hard work have a much harder time in processing failure. People who understand that failure isn't permanent have a much higher rate of success. These people are able to consider their goals at all angles and think ahead. They are willing to see the potential challenges that may arise and the ways that they may fail before they even begin. They are willing to look at all of the negativity as a way to strategize around it and provide themselves with a foolproof plan toward getting what they hope to accomplish done. One important way that successful people succeed is by having many plans of action ready at the drop of a hat. They don't simply choose one path and take it and consider that the only way that they will ever achieve their goal. They remain flexible and adapt to many different types of challenges that face them along the way. They don't get discouraged because one particular route didn't work out. Instead, they try another, and then another, until they have fully determined that all of their options are no longer on the table and they have to move on to Plan B. Sometimes Plan B can be simple and a new way to approach this same problem. Other times, Plan B may be the admission that perhaps this particular goal or challenge may not be something that can be overcome. In that case, Plan B is a new plan or new goal to focus energy on until maybe things change and Plan A becomes an option again. Successful people do not get stuck. They do not stay stagnant. They do not dwell. They are constantly rolling and moving with the tides and are unable to sit still long enough to feel sorry for themselves. They are able to process their emotions quickly and efficiently because they have a lot of confidence in themselves and a good emotional relationship with themselves as well. They do not stay stuck in the emotional rut that so many of us become subject to. Once we are truly processing our emotions at this level of efficiency, then it will become easier for us to consider our options clearly. Instead of sitting down and believing that your first plan of action is the best and only possible plan of action to take, sit down and consider all kinds of different options. Never limit yourself to just one potential plan. That is one of the most dangerous things that you can do, especially when it comes to business. Any goal that you want to accomplish, you need to already assume that there are going to be setbacks and challenges for you to consider. There is never only one option. You always have to keep in mind that there are many different ways to get from point A to point B, and sometimes that includes resorting to plan B or C or D. There is nothing wrong with that. You are not a failure because Plan A didn't work out the way you expected or hoped that it would. Rather, you were brave for attempting it in the first place, and smart to be prepared with other options should your first plan not work out. The fastest way to failure is to limit yourself by tricking yourself into thinking that you only have one option. There are many different paths to success. As long as you don't give up until there is absolutely no other option, you will get where you want to be. And if you have to change your plans or your definition of success, then so be it. You are in control of your destiny, and you can pick yourself up off the ground and rise above the ashes to thrive.